Hurricane Fiona pounding Puerto Rico. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Hurricane Fiona making landfall on Puerto Rico's southwest coast, causing landslides, ripping up asphalt from roads, and knocking the power out. Forecasters warn that Hurricane Fiona could potentially bring historic levels of rain. Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Ponce, Puerto Rico, with the latest.
Signs of torrential rain and flooding, life-threatening flooding throughout the island. We're seeing scenes of bridges being washed away, homes being washed away, roofs taken off businesses and homes, vehicles being washed away. There are numerous rescue attempts being executed throughout the island with rescue workers doing their best to be able to get out in these treacherous conditions.
President Biden approved an emergency declaration for Puerto Rico on Sunday. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paying their respects to Queen Elizabeth II in Westminster Hall Sunday. After signing an official condolence book for mourners, the president spoke about the grief the royal family must be feeling.
Our hearts go out to the royal family, to King Charles, and all the family. It's a loss that leaves a giant hole. Sometimes you think you'll never overcome it. But as I've told the king, she's going to be with him every step of the way, every minute. Every moment. And that's a reassuring notion.
The Bidens will attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral Monday. Following the discovery of over 400 mass graves, Ukraine's President Zelensky vowed in his nightly address that the counteroffensive on Russian forces will not stop.
Zelensky toured the strategic town of Izium this week as evidence of mass graves and war crimes mount. In some cases, troops used Soviet-era radio telephones with additional wires and alligator clips as a power source to shock prisoners during interrogation.
That's National Security Correspondent at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Republican Senate leader further clarifies his proposal for a national abortion ban. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, who once backed states setting their own abortion rules, explained his shift to a post-15-week federal ban with exceptions on Fox News Sunday, saying it's where the rest of the world is.
It puts us in line with France is at 12 weeks, Germany, England is at 14 weeks.
Democrats have said such a GOP-backed pivot was expected and heightens worries over the rollback of other rights, same-sex marriage and contraception, if Republicans win midterm majorities.
A Louisiana State University student was fatally shot in her car early Friday morning. Fox's Charles Watson has the story.
This cold-blooded murder happened near downtown Baton Rouge, just miles away from LSU's campus. Baton Rouge police identified the victim as 21-year-old Allison Rush. Investigators say the LSU senior was found shot multiple times inside her bullet-riddled car near a train crossing around 2 a.m. Friday morning. Police say Rice had been out with friends that night and believe she was stopped at those railroad tracks, likely waiting for a train to pass when she was shot.
New York Yankee Aaron Judge a step closer to breaking a major record.
Aaron Judge is on the cusp of joining Yankees royalty.
Deep to left. There it goes. He's one away from Ruth. Home run number 59 for Aaron Judge.
The game on Yes Network, Aaron Judge with two more home runs Sunday, hitting number 58 of the season in the third inning, and then going deep again in the seventh. Number 59 leaves Judge two home runs shy of Roger Maris's American League record. The Yankees have 16 games remaining in the regular season.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.